The Pastor's Podcast with the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope Pastor's Podcast. One of the purposes of this podcast is to just encourage and strengthen pastors and leaders in our Christian ministry, just seeking to help us to handle the many different issues that come our way. Today, I'd like just to concentrate on one or two things concerning Moses. Now, we know that Moses was truly miraculously saved as a baby. He could have so easily been killed in the horrendous purge on tiny children that was going on in Egypt as the Pharaoh was frightened of the Hebrew people, and he was just so bothered that they might suddenly turn upon Egypt. But Moses was spared, whereas so many baby boys died, Moses was protected quite miraculously. Now, I think the first thing that I want to point out about Moses is that although we will see he has feet of clay and that he does make mistakes, the first thing that I want us to see, and we see this in Hebrews chapter 11, is that Moses clearly knew who he was. He was growing up in an Egyptian household. He was growing up with probably Egyptian clothes and undoubtedly receiving an Egyptian education. But this young man growing up knew that he was not an Egyptian. He knew that he was a Hebrew. He knew who he was in God. And I think that's a very essential thing for all of us in ministry, that our identity, our sense of purpose, our sense of focus is that we know that we are loved by God, we've been called by God, we seek to get to know the Lord better, but our identity lies in the fact that we are children of God. And so when you allow your ministry to identify you and describe you more than the reality of who you are in Christ, then you're in very difficult circumstances. It's important that whatever happens to us in ministry, and we know that some very difficult things can happen, all sorts of problems can occur, people can lose their ministry, churches can turn on them, all sorts of different things can go wrong, financial pressures, many different things. But if your identity is not simply in your ministry, but your identity is in who you are in God, you are born again, you are his son, his daughter, you belong to him, and you have been purchased by the blood of Jesus. The second thing I want to point out is that, yes, we know that Moses does kill the Egyptian and runs away. We know he has years in the desert caring for sheep. I'm not dismissing that, but the second key feature of Moses that I want to move you towards is his conviction to apply the blood of lambs on the doorposts of the people of Israel. This is not overlooking his sin. This is not forgetting the mistakes he made and perhaps his initial desire to think he could solve the problem of the slavery of his people. He couldn't. Only God could do that. But he does come to that place where he recognizes that the hope for the people will not lie in anything he does. He has to trust God when God says, I'm going to send an angel of death and it will pass over the people in Goshen, but you need to put the blood of lambs on the doorposts of the Hebrew houses and then you will be safe. And a key part of our ministry is always going to be our application of the blood of Jesus. We must never be tempted to preach a gospel that doesn't include the cross, that doesn't include the sacrifice that Jesus made. This is essential. This is central to our faith. We must proclaim the blood of Jesus delivers us from Satan's curse and power, delivers us from the kingdom of Satan, and provides cleansing for our sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And then a third thing I want to point out. Yes, Moses knew his identity was in being one of God's people. Moses knew that the blood of a lamb was what was necessary to cause that angel of death to pass over. Death would come to the Egyptians, but not to the Hebrews. And the third thing, just to mention briefly, was his willingness to stand before the incredible barrier of the Red Sea, lift up his rod and see the waters part. We know that there are many obstacles that face us individually in ministry and that face the people of God. But let us be a people who are in faith. Let's hold up our rod of authority. And when barriers are presented and we've sought the face of God and we know that barrier is indeed the enemy trying to stop things, let us be bold. Put up the rod of faith. Lift up our faith to God and believe that we can pass through our Red Sea, big or small. Well, God bless you. Elaine and I greet you. Thank you for listening to this message. God bless you.
If you would like to contact Richard, please visit our website at livinghopeministries.co.uk. Join us again soon for the Pastor's Podcast.